have another interview episode about Why the Podcast, and this time I got to sit down and talk with Rich Ting. You may know him as Bolo on Cinemax's Warrior or Captain Ajima in the fourth and final season of Man in the High Castle. This is probably one of my favorite interviews that I've done this year, so I really hope you enjoy it.
My name is Rich Ting, and I'm a Gemini. I live in Los Angeles, and I play Bolo on Cinemax's Warrior and Captain Ajima on the fourth season of The Man in the High Castle on Amazon. And that's about it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on.
Thanks for having me.
And, I mean, honestly, my first question has to be, what drew you to playing Bolo? Because the people who are listening to us now probably know that I reviewed the show, and I loved it with all of my damn heart. What brought you to Warrior? What drew you to the character of Bolo? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, first, thank you for all those amazing words. It's always surreal to hear people give such positive feedback to something I've been a part of, you know. So it's kind of like, I always feel like we kind of lose ourselves in the character and in the show, and then we don't really think too much about it, and then later it comes out, and you know, then they get that kind of reaction. It's very surreal, so I appreciate that. What brought me to Warrior? I mean, honestly, the long answer, I think Bruce Lee brought me to Warrior, and I say that because, you know, being a fan of Bruce Lee since I was four, and him being the reason that I actually started martial arts and kind of sparked that acting bug in the back of my head that, wow, I like what Bruce does. Maybe I could do that someday, you know? And so, you know, the universe works in very, very weird ways, I'll say. And, you know, there's no way anyone, especially myself, could have predicted that, you know, being at the age of four and seeing a man on television, you know, do what he did and inspire so many people, and for me to keep up, not only to start martial arts, but to keep it up throughout, you know, high school, college, and even postgraduate years, and then somehow intersect with this acting thing, and somehow Shannon Lee, his daughter, decides to take it off the shelf and show it to Justin Lin, and they get the rights by HBO Cinemax, and then they go to cast it, and then I get a phone call. You know? It's a bit surreal, to say the least, and that, you know, that's why I say I really think, you know, the man himself had something to do with it spiritually. I mean, just he's such a presence in a lot of people's lives, even to this day, that to work on a show that was his idea, you know, like his inspiration, was nothing less of remarkable and just, like, you know, literally unbelievable. So, but, I mean, you know, initially I think they brought in a bunch of different people to read for the main character of Assam.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually read for Assam and got a call back, and they said, hey, we'd like Rich to read for the character of Bolo. And that's instantly, I literally said to myself, and I'm not making this up, that I was like, I'm going to get this. Because, and I said that not out of arrogance due to anything in, you know, my performance or acting role, but because of the Bolo character. And the reason I say that is, you know, when I was a little kid, I was usually the only Asian kid on a lot of my football, basketball, baseball teams, and I was a bigger kid. And, you know, at the time, Enter the Dragon was very present. And, you know, all my friends were very familiar with it, that actually, you know, if you're not the smaller, leaner, ripped out Asian kid, and you're the bigger, bulkier, you're going to be called Bolo. So a lot of my friends and family used to tease me about it when I was a kid. They used to always call me Bolo. And then I graduated from that, and then I went to college where I actually did put on a lot of muscle for football. And, you know, at that time, that whole blood sport, Van Damme, Jean-Claude Van Damme renaissance was kind of happening. And everyone was like, you know, they used to call me Tinger in college. And like, Tinger's like Chung Lee, you know, who again is Bolo in blood sport. So then, you know, it just kept happening. And I was just like, you know, it was almost a joke to, literally to this day, it's a joke. There's certain people that'll call me that, just, you know, because they know. You know, I always wanted to be Bruce, so it's not, to me, it was never an insult that someone called me Bolo, but I'd rather them call me Bruce, kind of thing. So it would be something that people would pick at me about. So when we saw that, fast forward, you know, we get the call and they're like, you know, we loved him, we want him to actually read for Bolo. And I was like, watch this. This is about to go down. And then when we booked it, I just started laughing, because I think something of this magnitude, meaning that it's a script treatment that was written by my idol and, you know, the legendary Bruce Lee. It's his family, his daughter Shannon Lee, who's attached. It's Justin Lin from Fast and Furious, who's attached. It's Daniel Woodrow, along with Justin Lin, and then it's Jonathan Tropper from Banshee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's there's so many layers as far as the Bruce Lee family, the HBO family, Cinemester, you know, that. And then now I'm going to play Bolo, and they kept his name, so obviously it's based on the real Bolo Young. So now I have, like, what do I do with that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, they did an amazing job casting this show, and, you know, everyone just fell right into, you know, right into their character, and we're all in sync. And, you know, it started from my initial meeting at HBO, and I just knew it was going to be special. So that's the long answer of how I kind of got involved with this thing.
That's an amazing answer. I mean, I have to ask too, like, so what do you know, multiple types of martial arts, or did you focus on one? How did that come into play?
Yeah, so initially when I was four, I think honestly just by default, the closest martial arts studio to where I was living in LA at the time was a Taekwondo studio.
Mm-hmm.
So I started, I say that, you know, my foundation martial arts is definitely Taekwondo. And then, you know, throughout the years, especially in high school, you know, branched out to more unorthodox forms like, you know, Jeet Kune Do and Wing Chun, and naturally just started incorporating some jujitsu at the time. And then, you know, now fast forward so many decades later, you know, where every action scene, whether it's TV or film that I'm involved with, you know, it's become a mixed martial arts fight now. You know, it's not so much a kung fu fight, it's not so much a taekwondo fight, it's literally an all styles fight, you know, where people are more, I think just because of the success of the UFC, people are just more cognizant about certain kind of holds and locks and stuff and going to the ground. So, you know, people are like, oh, you've done, you know, 5, 6, 7 different forms. And I don't say that, you know, because, you know, I'm a true Taekwondo artist at heart, just because that was my traditional study, you know, for so many years of my childhood. But now, you know, as I always say, I just try to stay flexible, you know, because at the end of the day, especially for what I do, since it's not like the UFC, I'm not hitting someone, I'm not getting hit. I mean, you know, like, no one's trying to kill me when we're filming, so to speak, right? I just try to stay as flexible as possible, because, you know, it's a dance, and I'm just confident that with the skills that I've had since I was a kid, it's just biomechanically ingrained in me. So, you know, when I learn new things here and there, I'm able to, you know, hopefully pick it up fast. But, you know, by no means am I going to say, oh, I'm an expert in all, you know, so many forms. You know, I've just been fortunate to be exposed to so many different arts that it's cool to incorporate everything.
And did sports help with that? And did martial arts help with sports and stuff? I know you said you played football. I'm assuming, I read your bio, so you played football at Yale?
Yes.
Damn. That's cool. And also,
that's pretty... I guess it's cool now. It was whatever when I was doing it. But to answer your question, I think sports and martial arts, I mean, you know, some obviously would consider martial arts a sport, which it totally is. But, you know, if you're talking about, like, your traditional football, basketball, baseball, stuff like that, you know, martial arts is different. And I think they, at least for me, just because I did both, you know, definitely balanced, and they're definitely both very complementary of each other. You know, I think a lot of similar principles as far as, you know, just being accountable, having the self-discipline, having the self-control. You know, you learn all these, you know, verbiage, let's say, in a Taekwondo environment. And then you go to the football field, your coach is like, don't do anything stupid tonight, you know, which translates into just be accountable and, you know, respect yourself, respect, you know. So in that sense, I think I was just able to make that connection with the different, like, mentalities and kind of philosophies of everything. And it definitely, you know, I think the martial arts always gave me confidence internally that, you know, I could take care of myself, so to speak. you know?
Yeah.
And then kind of, for example, the football thing, I mean, especially when I was a kid, when I was 8, 9, and 10, there was only a certain type of kid at that age that wants to put on a helmet and run into you as hard as you can. So, I don't know, I happen to be one of those kids, but knowing that, you know, we were playing full contact football at 8, you know, gave us a certain swag just about that, you know, let alone I had the confidence from the martial arts world to know that, you know, that, like I said, I'm equipped with certain tools. So I think overall it was just a great foundation to have sports, including Taekwondo, you know, obviously balance the whole other aspect of life, which is school, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. And now, I mean, I have to ask now, one of the things I really loved about watching Warrior was every character essentially had their own distinct style of fighting. And yours was honestly one of my favorites, because it was very grounded and, like just powerful. They're all powerful, but like, there's something about how your character moved. And I mean, all I know about martial arts is I watched a whole bunch of Kung Fu movies growing up. Like that was my jam with my grandpa, like watching, like it was like exploitation cinema and Kung Fu movies. That's all we watched. I don't know the names for anything, but I did, especially in your final fight with Awesome, like the, you two are on like a completely opposite ends of how y'all fight. What went into kind of building that, those characteristics, and then, what went into, you know, the choreographing part and how you learned it and how those scenes played out when you did fight?
Yeah, well, first, you're completely correct when you say that we all had our different styles, and all, you know, that goes to the credit of the showrunners and Jonathan Tropper and, you know, and the producers and our stunt choreographer, Brett Chan, because, you know, they did such a great job, not only with, I mean, it goes from the hair to the look to even me wearing a black shirt as opposed to a white shirt, all the way down to the actual fighting style. You know, and I remember Jonathan Tropper saying one day that he's like, this is not going to be another kung fu show.
Yeah.
He's like, it's going to have a martial arts element. It's a period drama with a martial arts element. But within that martial arts element, not everyone is going to know how to fight. Because that's just, he's like, I remember him telling me, he's like, I don't want all of a sudden a bar fight to break down everyone's skills. Yeah. You know, because that's not real. And so that's why it was, you know, obviously Awesome, obviously Bolo, obviously Lee Yong, you know, were some of the guys, characters that definitely were fighters. You know, Jason Tobin, who plays Young Jun, you know, he does his thing, but he's more of a weapons kind of guy, you know. And so they were just so specific. And the cool thing about being so specific was also that they're very flexible in that sense. I remember when I met Brett Chan, and we had our first meeting, and he literally asked me, he's like, what do you feel comfortable with? Like, what style do you, you know, are you for Sing Bolo? And literally my reply was, whatever you think is great and the best. And he's like, well, I want to hear from you. So, I mean, that's how it started. So we joke about it to this day that, you know, it started with so much generosity and so much room for interpretation that Brett and I both, just, you know, we agreed on that it would be the Hungar style of Kung Fu, just because, you know, with Bolo, I wanted to shape Bolo and attribute to the real Bolo Young in certain ways. You know, one being just the fact that he's very grounded, like you said. You know, he's not gonna waste any movements, whether that be an actual fight or that just be in life.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give you a perfect non-martial arts example of this kind of groundedness was in the first episode. You know, Awesome arrives, me and Young Jun are hanging out outside playing a game, and Young Jun stands up to greet Awesome with Wong Chao, and I made the conscious choice there where I'm just like, why would Bolo get up?
Yeah,
like he wouldn't get up, you know, and he only gets up when Awesome challenges him, and that's why I wanted to make that move. Even the first time you see Bolo, so distinct, you know, that, you know, he's maximum max minimum input with maximum result is what I always like to say, you know. And that carried over into the Hungar Kung Fu, which is I'm not going to do two blocks to set you up for a strike when I can just do one strike and knock you out,
yeah.
You know. And so that's what Brett and I played with, and it was such a cool contrast to, obviously, Assam's character, because, you know, he's obviously more of the Jeet Kune Do, Wing Chun, Bruce Lee camp, you know,
yeah.
And I was just very interested to see how we were going to kind of marry them both together for this final finale fight, and it was just so cool in the sense that I remember when I watched the previews of the fight that the stunt guys did, I was like, this literally starts in a room, it goes out of the room, down the hallway, around the corner, and then back in the room.
Yeah.
And they're like, literally. And I was like, okay, so here's the thing. Whether we are or not, we're going to be tired at the end of this thing. So, you know, at that point, I already knew, you know, it could be technically sound in the beginning, which it is. But at the end, it's like you know, the fifth championship round of a UFC fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where I'm going to just lay on you if I don't have anything to do. You know what I mean? Because
yep.
I'm gassed out. And, you know, so that was one thing that I was like, you know what? That's going to play so well, hopefully, because it doesn't matter what style you're trained in. I mean, when you're tired, you're tired.
Yeah.
You know? So, but yeah, no, it was very cool. And that's why we tried to give tribute to the Hungar Kung Fu style. But for all the real martial art fans out there, you know, there was even guys on our camera crew that were like, hey, you have a background in Taekwondo, don't you? And I was like, why? They're like, because of that kick you just threw, that's such a Taekwondo kick. And I was like, yeah, exactly. So I do get exposed a little bit, but, you know, it's Hollywood, so what can I say?
I will say this, hearing that you mentioned Hungar, like, I've noticed that with your character, this makes three of my favorite, fighters in media that I watch that use that style. So, like, the Earthbenders
oh, really?
In Avatar,
yeah.
You,
okay.
And then Isabella in Ses Manos. I don't know if you've seen that anime before, or the animation
oh,
before.
I haven't.
Yeah, that's, like, a mexploitation kung fu cinema fused animation from the studio that did Castlevania.
Wow.
Yeah, it's my favorite one. But yeah, I just this
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you saying that just made me realize that's why I love all these people.
That's awesome.
So I wanted to ask a little bit now too about your role on Man in the High Castle. How do you get into that role, going from Bolo into that role?
It's what we do. It was, you know, the one thing that has really allowed me to, I think, kind of, you know, start and end, or end and start, let's say, you know, project to project, is just because, you know, when I'm done, I really bring closure to that. Like,
yeah.
What I mean by that is, you know, literally the last day of Warrior for me, I remember leaving my trailer and I just was like, well, that was great. You know, knowing that I was done filming, doing principal photography, but to me, I was done with it in its entirety.
Yeah.
You know, because even though I know, okay, it's not, you know, it's got to go through post-production, it's got to get, you know, distributed, and then it's got to be marketed, and then finally it'll go on, and then, you know, we're talking like maybe a year or a year and a half later, you know, and now even longer than that, we're having a discussion about Warrior. So what I do is I end it, you know, I bring closure to it mentally and emotionally, and I'm able to just kind of like, I remember flying home from South Africa where we shot it, and I was kind of like, great, I don't have a job, you know, and I just spent 6 months of my year working on Warrior, and all of a sudden I'm unemployed, right? So,
yeah.
I was, so, you know, it's like anything else, you know, we got back, we settled in, and, you know, we got, I didn't even know they're having a fourth season for High Castle, because I don't know if the fans recall, but, like,
yeah.
Season 3 aired really late. Like, didn't air on schedule. It was almost, like, over a year or something that it took to air the next season, so everyone thought, you know, Season 3 was it.
Yeah.
And when we got the call that they're introducing a new character for Season 4, and they, you know, were considering me, that was just, I was like, you know, Warrior was the dream come true, literally. I mean, I will hopefully be doing many more things in my career, but literally, like, that Warrior always be that special one, you know.
Yeah.
So coming off that season one filming year, and then having the opportunity to possibly work on the last season of The Man in the High Castle, I mean, I just was like, man, if this is going to happen, this is going to be an epic year. And that's what exactly happened, you know. I think I had been home from Warrior only like a month and a half or 2 months, and then when we got the call, and then before I knew it, I was in Vancouver shooting season four of High Castle. And, you know, it was very cool for me in the sense that, you know, I'm half Chinese and I'm also half Japanese. And, you know, my Chinese grandparents, you know, came over into San Francisco Chinatown where Warrior takes place. So
yeah.
I went to high school in San Francisco, and I know the Chinatown up there very well. So it was cool because I got to attribute my Chinese American kind of heritage to in Warrior. And then you go to High Castle all of a sudden, and, you know, my mom's Japanese. I'm fourth generation Japanese American. My grandparents were born in the States. They're born in L.A. They were interned. They're like the quintessential Japanese Americans that were interned in the concentration camps.
Yeah.
And that's the same period that High Castle is focused on.
Yeah.
So then in a very weird way, I was able to, like, you know, honor my Japanese heritage through my portrayal of a Japanese guy, you know, in High Castle. So it was a crazy year, and it was one of, probably a year I won't forget ever, to be honest.
That's awesome. It's amazing to hear and amazing to see, because I think right now we're finally experiencing these diverse stories getting told. And these, you know, these stories that have, like in Warrior's case, have sat on a shelf. And it's amazing to, I said it when I answered the phone, like, I'm a little bit fangirling a bit, because, like, I genuinely love your work. So getting to see you, you know, thrive this year is really cool.
Thank you. I mean, that's crazy to hear, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, what's next? I mean, you know, it's already December. What's 2020 have in store for you or further down the line?
Yeah. Well, in 2020, you can see me on CBS's new show called Tommy. It stars Edie Falco. And I am not going to say what I play or who I play, but it is something that is completely contrasted from Bolo, which I'm so proud. I'm so proud to have that opportunity to do what I did on that show. Nothing I've ever done on television before.
Yeah.
And I think people will be surprised in a good way, hopefully. but that's coming out, I believe. I think that series with CBS premieres in February. And then I just finished up a feature film in L.A. called Roma 96, which should be out next year. Currently, ironically, because it relates to Warrior in a weird way, I'm actually the lead of a cowboy spaghetti western that we're filming in L.A. right now.
Oh, that's so awesome!
And I play the lead cowboy, and it was just funny because I thought Warrior was cool because I was like, yeah, well, they're finally getting exposure for the Chinese, you know, in the Wild West, so to speak, and in that time frame in the 1800s, and all of a sudden, someone wanted to cast me as the lead cowboy in a traditional Western. So, I guess there's that energy that's kind of channeling through that genre. So, I'm actually filming that currently, and the last thing, which will be very fun, is I will be in the new FX series with Jeff Bridges called The Old Man.
Ooh.
And we're currently been prepping an action sequence, and that's all I'm going to say right now. And it's been a pleasure to meet, work, and just hang out with Jeff Bridges. So this show, it's a featured cast. It's on FX. I believe it's going to come out next year. But yeah, we'll be filming that, you know, beginning of the year as well. So some good things. I just, I can't complain. You know, I'm just really blessed, and just, I still take each day at a time, and, you know, just got to keep going.
Awesome. Well, it's been amazing talking to you, and if anybody wants to, you know, follow you on social media or, you know, stay up to date with what you're doing, how do they follow you?
Yeah, that would be great. I'm on all social media platforms at Rich Ting World.
Thank you so much, Rich. This was amazing. Seriously.
Thanks for having me.